The Australian game industry is a small one, reliant on much smaller studios than those present in America. As a result, it is harder to find a job in the industry, and many have resorted to creating their own startups. I spoke to one such person, Nick Margerison, who helped co-found a studio, 15 Minutes of Game.
So I'm actually still studying. I'm doing a Masters of Animation, Games and Interactivity at RMIT, and I'm about, I want to say, three quarters of the way through that. I'm doing it part-time. Just getting in there and making something and trying to publish it and having a go was kind of a more enticing option for Charlie and I when we started than trying necessarily to like compete in the jobs market in the games industry in Melbourne. So we're like, let's just do it ourselves. Philip Mays did this awesome talk. And he did this whole breakdown, and it kind of started with talking about the last 10 years and what happened since the GFC. And he compared us to Canada. He was like, here's Australia and Canada. We're roughly about the same number of people. They've got, I think, a million more. Our demographics are very similar, and our size is you know, not too dissimilar. But essentially what he said was their games industry got hit just as hard by the GFC, but they bounced back. And fundamentally, the difference between what happened in Canada and what's happened in Australia is that in Canada, their government supported the regrowth of the industry, whereas in Australia, there are only a couple of state governments who are doing anything to support the regrowth of the games industry in Australia. And as a result, it's still tiny. And you've still got far more graduates than you do jobs.
On the topic of Australia's funding initiatives, I asked Nick about the funding 15 Minutes of Game had secured for their new game, Trash, and how the absence of that funding would have impacted development.
We had asked ourselves that a number of times after we'd applied, and we were waiting to sort of hear back from them and go through that process. I mean, I think what Trash would have been a whole different ball game. Trash would have taken longer. The public demo wouldn't be coming out in July. It'd probably be coming out next year. Having funding, I mean, it's still not really enough funding for us to feel like we're out of the woods. It's just enough funding for us to keep ourselves alive. Not even for the whole production period. FilmVic was kind of certainly not our only intended pathway. We're working on speaking to publishers, we're working on looking for investors, we're working on planning and preparing for crowdfunding, and we're also looking at early access as well.